Born and raised in North St. Louis in a solid middle-class family, Richard Williams started producing his first mixtapes for his friends at Metro High under the name Richie Rich. By his own admission, a lot of it, he says, was your typical bad boy posturing.
When I first started rapping, I would talk about the same things, you know. I would talk about the ice, the chains that I didn't have, you know, the cars that I didn't drive. I would kind of use these things to boost myself up, you know, my ego. I would posture like these other artists do. But then when I heard the conscious artists and what they were saying, it really resonated deeply within me.
It's a puzzle so subtle, I'ma take it apart. Hemispherically divested of its extraneous part. Seeing compassed inside of that cranial vault is the brain, the mainframe. And this expansion was due to the advancement of language and art. But before that, it was used to outsmart predators.
Williams took that curiosity to the University of Missouri-St. Louis, where he majored in anthropology. It was at UMSL that he realized he actually had something to say, not only about hip-hop culture, but the world around him.
I was at UMSL, this was about my freshman year, I would say, and there was a rap cypher going on. You had spectators, you had the guys rapping, and they were in a group, you know, doing a thing. And then I stepped in. I just went in. I was like, it's the theoretical physicist, meticulous, multidimensional lyricist. Ever since the colonial clipper ships came pillaging innocent villages, I was discerning the difference between preemptive and preventative. Wars are riddled with disingenuous politicians, configuring their constituents to be oblivious to the divisiveness. You know, I just went in, you know, on that. And it was complete silence. You know, nobody said anything when I was done. And after the silence finished, you know, this girl, she comes out of nowhere and she's like, how you gonna be a smart rapper? And everybody starts laughing. But I'm embarrassed. But then I started, you know, sometimes you have to think about what people say. Sometimes you have to really figure it out. And, you know, she said, how are you gonna be a smart rapper, as if rappers are inherently stupid people? So I just didn't think that was true.
It was during this time that Williams also started going by the name Prince E, short for Prince of the Earth. And his lyrics and rhymes drew on everything from presidential politics to Charles Darwin and brain chemistry.
You know, I'm not the first to do that. I'm not the first to integrate scientific concepts in my music. I'm one of the few, though. So, like, before I, you know, came into contact with music, I was a bad student. You know, and then I started listening to these guys like Immortal Technique, the Cannabis, the Razzcast, the Chuck D, and they made me want to research topics, you know, that I had never heard before, you know, and, you know, that just translated into me looking into metaphysics and science, and it kind of just keeps going, you know.
In addition to his music, Prince also launched the Make Smart Cool campaign, a branding and clothing line. He also works with schools and teachers around St. Louis, talking to students and presenting a different image of hip-hop. Do you feel like you have to put yourself out there as kind of the anti-Jay-Z when you're talking to these kids?
Yeah, you have to explain to people, you know, not only kids but adults, you know, who listen to hip-hop and think it's only what they hear on the radio. You know, on the radio is only about 10% of what actually comprises hip-hop, you know, this great culture that we have. But no, I like Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z is one of my favorite artists. I think hip-hop, what it's about or what it needs to have that it doesn't have is balance now. You know, we have the guys that talk about that side of hip-hop that you were mentioning, the cars and the girls and the jewelry, but we don't have anybody else talking about the other side.
Prince E's first full-length album is coming out in March, an announcement he'll be making via social media on Facebook and Twitter. Adam Allington, St. Louis Public Radio. Get your mind right. You want to go to school? That's a dumb idea. F a book. Write that hook. Get this money. Yeah, we say in the trap. Yeah, we love that. Me and my homies.